Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajnyo Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron hold bilateral talks. Union Agriculture Minister launches Farmers Digital Companion Bharat Vistar. Nagaland Police urge public for prompt use of tenant registration app. And five-day press tour to Assam for Northeast journalist commences. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron today held bilateral talks at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai. The two leaders discussed strategic cooperation across key sectors including defense, security, trade and cultural exchange. Addressing a joint press briefing, Mr. Modi described France as one of India's oldest strategic partners. He said the countries have decided to strengthen the relationship as a special global strategic partnership.
और प्रेसिडेंट मैक्रो के साथ मिलकर हमने इस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप को अभूतपूर्व गहराई और ऊर्जा दी है। इस विश्वास और साझा विजन के आधार पर आज हम अपने संबंधों को स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के रूप में स्थापित कर रहे हैं। यह पार्टनरशिप केवल स्ट्रेटेजिक नहीं है, आज के उथल पुथल से भरे युग में यह ग्लोबल स्टेबिलिटी और ग्लोबल प्रोग्रेस की पार्टनरशिप है।
Speaking at the meet, President Macron called India one of France's most trusted partners and reaffirmed solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. Prime Minister Modi and President Macron have also virtually inaugurated the final assembly line for H-125 light utility helicopter of Tata Airbus in Karnataka. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, today launched the Farmers Digital Companion Bharat Vistar from Jaipur. The initiative aims to make farmers smart, empowered, and information-rich. Through this platform, farmers will be able to access all necessary information with a single call via their mobile phones. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Minister described it as a historic step toward a digital revolution in the agriculture sector. He said the initiative will provide farmers with crop-based scientific advisory services, prices, and weather information.
Our goal is to increase production. For that, we need to prepare a new types of ICR crops. We need to reduce the cost of production. By using the magnification technique, we can reduce the cost of production so that profit increases. We need to pay the farmers for his production. That is why we have tried to set a record on MSP.
The minister further stated that to increase farmers' income, it is essential to connect them not only with agriculture but also with animal husbandry, for which technology is crucial. The Nagaland Police has requested the public for timely implementation of the tenant registration app aimed at streamlining the submission and registration of tenants and landlords through OTP-based verification. The police said diligent and timely registration of all tenants by landlords and tenants will aid the state government and law enforcement agencies in effective detection of antisocial elements and illegal immigrants and take preventive measures to ensure the safety of citizens. The state police therefore appealed all concerned citizens, including landlords and tenants, to make use of the tenant registration app. The app can be downloaded from the official Nagaland Police website at police.nagaland.gov.in and it will soon be available on the Google Play Store. Citizens can also approach their nearest police station for any assistance related to the tenant registration app. The police further clarified that no charges or fees are required to be paid by anyone for registration for using the app. A five-day press tour to Assam for journalists from the Northeast region commenced today. The tour is organized by the Press Information Bureau, PIB, NEZ office and comprise 11 journalists and 2 PIB officials from Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Mizoram and Nagaland. As part of the tour, the media team visited key institutions in Guwahati, including the National Data Center for the Northeastern Region, gaining insights into digital infrastructure, data management, and governance initiatives. Later, they interacted with officials at the Northeast Frontier Railway headquarters, learning about enhanced rail connectivity, infrastructure expansion, and rail-based development projects across the Northeast. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin, News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Kohima today hosted a district-level workshop on groundwater data and aquifer mapping. The program was organized by the Central Groundwater Board, CGWB Northeastern Region, under the Ministry of Jal Shakti. Speaking at the event, Kohima Deputy Commissioner B. Hanok Bujem said, groundwater management is a key indicator of sustainable development, especially in the context of Viksit Bharat 2047 and Sustainable Development Goals 2030. He called for effective use of scientific data to address Kohima's seasonal water issues. Regional Director, CGWB, Northeastern Region, Tapan Chakraborty said the board has carried out groundwater exploration across the region, including in Dimapur District, adding that under National Aquifer Mapping Program 2.0, greater focus is now being given to hill areas. He stressed the importance of monitoring water levels and quality and integrating CGWB data into local planning. Chief Engineer of Nagaland's Water Resources Department, Tefasalia Gozi, highlighted the need for restoring freshwater resources and using groundwater judiciously. A one-day workshop cum distribution program on quality planting materials was held in Waka today under the Cluster Development Program for medicinal, aromatic, floriculture and apiculture crops. The program was organized by the District Administration and CSIR Northeast Institute of Science and Technology, NEIST, Jorhat, in collaboration with IKRKVK Waka. Addressing the event, Deputy Commissioner Vinit Kumar said Waka aims to develop into a model under the cluster framework with crops selected based on local suitability and market demand. He said chamomile has been identified as a suitable floriculture crop due to its three-month cultivation cycle and income potential. He also informed that around 100 bee boxes would be distributed in phases along with training for interested groups, particularly from Bhandari and Waka village areas. Mr. Kumar also assured that market linkages would be facilitated with support from CSIR and EIST. Minister of State for Health, Anupriya Patel, has announced the launch of the strategy of AI in healthcare for India, SAHI, National guidance framework aimed at supporting responsible AI adoption across states, regulators, and private programs. She said this while addressing a roundtable on innovation to impact AI as a public health game changer during the AI Impact Summit.
The real measure of power of AI lies in the extent to which it is able to touch lives and the extent to which it is able to address the health inequities. That's the governance model we follow, in which AI becomes an enabler and a force multiplier, and it is able to take us closer to the goals of inclusivity and health equities.
The minister said the SAHI initiative will be launched during the summit on Thursday. The government today debunked the SMS in the name of India Post asking people to update their address details within 24 hours to avoid the package being returned. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau termed the message as fake, noting that India Post office never sends such messages asking recipients to update their address for delivering articles. The fact-check unit said that people should not click on such dubious links. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron holds bilateral talks. Union Agriculture Minister launches Farmers Digital Companion Bharat Vistar. Nagaland Police urge public for prompt use of tenant registration app. And five-day press tour to Assam for Northeast journalist commences. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.